As the ongoing insurgent attacks against U.S. forces continue in Iraq, the Army is speeding up testing of new equipment and weapons that could better protect American troops. The Army is also, for the first time in any war, sending evaluation teams into Iraq to test the performance of new equipment in combat. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
Before any new weapon or piece of equipment is put in the hands of U.S. soldiers, it undergoes rigorous examination by the Army's Testing and Evaluation Command. ATEC, as it's known, is commanded by Brigadier General James Miles. He described his team's mission during the annual meeting of the Association of the U.S. Army, underway here in Washington.
We tell our leadership whether it's effective, suitable, or survivable.
General Miles says that before 9/11, the testing and evaluation of any piece of equipment was an exhaustive process. But as the U.S. got involved in conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan, he says, Army commanders realized their soldiers needed different equipment immediately.
So what we had to do was create a process that allowed us to compress test and evaluation where we didn't lower the standard, but we still were able to look any of our leadership in the eye and say, sir, this weapon system will do no harm. It's better than what we have today, and it will operate in an Iraqi environment.
To speed up the evaluation process, General Miles says, the Army decided to stop testing equipment for effectiveness under all conditions.
Normally, we'll test this any weapon system in cold weather, jungle, in mountainous terrain, in hot weather. What we did is we focused on the Iraqi and Afghanistan environment. That helped us reduce what we needed to test because we just had to make sure it worked in Iraq and Afghanistan theater of war.
The general says ATEC also lowered the bar on durability. If a weapon or piece of equipment is judged effective and necessary, all ATEC now demands is that it work long enough to meet the needs of troops serving in Iraq and Afghanistan. But the Army also decided that new systems should be tested in the theater of combat. Again, General Miles.
It's amazing when you can get a weapon system that works in a laboratory, when you give that weapon system to a soldier, and you tell them, go operate it for 72 hours or operate it for a week. It's amazing what you find out about how well that weapon system really performs.
The Army decided that after all of its tests had been satisfactorily completed, it would send evaluation teams to Iraq and Afghanistan to observe how the new equipment performed. Colonel Jim Davis led a team that deployed to Iraq last January and spent 6 months in the field.
We ended up assessing about 25 to 30 systems, from command and control systems to robotics to some of the weapon systems.
The advantage of being in Iraq, Davis says, is that his team was able to get direct feedback from American soldiers.
When you ask a soldier if this is a good system or a bad system and what you could do to improve it, they were definitely going to tell you.
Among the systems ATEC has tested are variations of the Stryker, the light, highly maneuverable armored combat vehicle that has proved invaluable to the Army in Iraq. Because of the many attacks on U.S. forces in Iraq, ATEC evaluated the SLAT armor, a type of armored cage that has been applied to the outside of the Stryker to provide some protection against rocket-propelled grenades. General Miles says it was done in record time.
This SLAT armor was created up at Aberdeen over a weekend when we realized the other mechanisms we were going to use for survivability weren't going to work. We needed to create something quickly. And so they created the SLAT armor. In a period of 3 days after that weekend, we were launching the first missiles against it, and it worked quite well.
General Peter Schoomaker, the Army Chief of Staff, told a Washington audience this week that the SLAT armor was in the field within 6 months. Schoomaker says that was an 80% reduction in the time normally required to get new equipment to American soldiers. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.